like Selma, Alabama. Selma, Alabama. So this is Selma, Alabama.
Selma.
Or Cuba, Alabama.
Cuba.
So that, for example, that's one. That's why I'm interested in some things that you might think are silly.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have opinions you would like to voice on the way English is taught in schools or on standards, English standards? Do you think they're necessary?
Be frank with you. No.
No what?
Standards that, I haven't been in a classroom in so many years, but I can remember when I took English as a student, both as in high school and in college, everything in English appeared to be so relative, so that it was difficult for me to understand what is correct and what is incorrect. And even now, I still have difficulty. And I don't know how it could be taught better, what rules could be changed, but I guess here again the rules are so relative.
That's true. Well, do you think that there is any such thing as correct or incorrect to get your point
across? No. And I have difficulty with faculty members because of my my feeling is, if I'm trying to convey an idea to you or communicate anything or express any fact and information to you, regardless of what media or medium I use to get this message over, and if I know what I'm trying to say and I understand what I'm saying, and then after I have said it, then you understand what I have said, you have gotten the message. I think this is all any language is supposed to do.
Okay. Then you think people who put value judgments on language by saying it's either good or bad, that's wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going out of history now. Anything for posterity?
No, I'm afraid not.
Okay, thank you very much.